meeting of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops begins today in Dallas. Conference President Wilton Gregory has said that before concluding on Saturday, the bishops will agree on a new set of sexual abuse guidelines. They'll decide whether to adopt a policy of zero tolerance for past abusers, and they'll debate what to do, if anything, about the many bishops who transferred or supported priests who had been accused of sexual misconduct. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports on what's at stake in Dallas.
The fact that reporters outnumber the 300 bishops at this conference by more than 2-1 says everything you need to know about just how important the next 3 days are to the American Catholic Church.
Catholics are wondering, once Dallas is over and the cameras and the sound trucks all go away, what's different?
Tom Roberts is the editor of the National Catholic Reporter and has been talking with lay leaders around the country. Roberts says that while Catholics are sickened by the reports of widespread sexual abuse in the priesthood, they're even more infuriated by the subsequent behavior of their bishops.
They understand fallen people. They understand human nature. They understand human weakness, and they understand sexual sin. What's really got them angry and organizing is the abuse of power, the secrecy, the way the hierarchy and the clergy culture has handled this.
Robert says that in parishes around the country, some priests have begun urging their congregations to organize against the bishops.
I have heard from pulpits, for instance, admonitions from pastors, priests who never would have said things like this 6 months ago. Lines like, "This is your church. You better begin taking hold of it. Your leaders are not leading. It's in your court." But then the question always is, well, what leverage do we have?
Exactly what leverage Catholic congregations might have if they're not satisfied with what they're hearing in Dallas is a matter of some debate. Robert says there are already discussions inside lay groups about how they might send a stronger signal to the bishops. But he also thinks that most Catholics still believe in the church.
That's the other thing that I think bishops really need to take heed of in Dallas, is how loyal Catholics have remained through all of this. But I think they're at the breaking point. There are groups, people suggesting that perhaps women, for instance, just stay away from Mass and all the parish activities for a week. There's also people saying we'll set up our own little corporations and parishes and have our money sent there, and with an elected board decide where we're going to disperse it so that we make sure it's not being used to, you know, for hush payments. There is a lot of that kind of talk out there.
Have the bishops gotten the message? John Cummins is the Bishop of Oakland, and he says in California, the bishops have gotten the message.
I think it has to be clear that the bishops will be accountable. Unless that comes out as law sanctioned by Rome, any bishop is free to disregard it. I think I can speak for the California bishops that they think this is just unacceptable.
Whatever sexual abuse guidelines the U.S. Conference of Bishops adopt, they'll only carry weight if the Pope sanctions them. In fact, in the early 90s, the bishops adopted a series of clergy abuse guidelines, which were then largely ignored. Cummins says he and his colleagues were at times too disconnected that they misjudged the scope of the scandal.
I don't think we realized the evil of the problem, and then I think the line into criminality was just something we're not used to working with.
Cummins says he is concerned about the possible financial effect of the scandal on organizations like Catholic Charities and the many schools in inner cities that the church supports. He says he understands that time is running out for the bishops to act.
I think there'll be some people out there who'll say, okay, wait and see. I think some people will let us know that they are very displeased, that we do not have the structures in place to protect the generation to come. So it's a difficult time.
Cummins and other bishops say that given the extent of the damage that's been done to the church, Dallas can only be the beginning of the healing. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.